proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session about Jewish life and practice. Today we talk about Jewish divorce. Judaism regards divorce as a regrettable necessity of life. Though allowing for the practice, the Jewish faith carefully regulated the procedure. The biblical justification for divorce appeared in the 24th chapter of Deuteronomy. God told Moses, quote, "When a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement, and give it into her hand, and send her out of his house," unquote. Under developing Jewish law, the concept of uncleanness could have a wide variety of applications. It could, for example, reflect the husband's displeasure at his wife for something she said or something she did. Thus, in the 19th chapter of Matthew, a group of Pharisees asked Jesus Christ, quote, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?" unquote. The Savior responded by pointing to the second chapter of Genesis. He implied that he definitely did not believe in what could be termed no-fault divorce. When the Pharisees pointed to Deuteronomy chapter 24, the Lord responded that, quote, "Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it was not so," unquote. Under rabbinical law, a Jewish man wishing to divorce his wife needed to hand her a get, that is to say, a legal document releasing him from his marital obligations to his spouse. If he could not or would not do this personally, he could hire a messenger to deliver the document to her. Sometimes, a Jewish man going to a military war zone would deliver his wife a conditional get, so that she could remarry if he happened to die in battle, and nobody could find his body. The text of the get or divorce document, the text does not state the reasons underlying the proposed divorce. It merely allows the wife to remarry without the possibility of future children being regarded as illegitimate. A ketubah or marriage contract generally contained a provision whereby, in the event of a divorce, the wife would continue to receive a set amount of financial support. Among conservative Jews, a ketubah might include a passage known as the Lieberman Clause. Under this arrangement, a bet din, literally house of judgment, a rabbinical court would adjudicate the terms of such a divorce. According to the Talmud, only a male could ask for a divorce. Rabbinical authorities later added the requirement that a wife needed to consent to that procedure. Judaism does not regard civil divorce as authoritative. What happens then if a husband refuses to grant a get to his wife? The woman in such a setting becomes known as an aguna, literally anchored, since she cannot legally remarry. A number of women, especially amongst Orthodox Jews, have found themselves in this situation. At present, no solution to this problem exists. Sometimes the community may put pressure on the man wanting to divorce his wife to give her a divorce document. But some men are resistant even to this community influence. Now, God made his view about divorce clear in the second chapter of Malachi, namely, he hated it. Nonetheless, Judaism permits the practice of divorce. It does not necessarily encourage it, but it allows it to happen. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another program about Jewish life and practice.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.